Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Who's in the driver's seat? The cow-calf producer. We'll talk about that for you today in just a moment. The 62nd Annual Convention and Trade Show of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association returns to the Reed Center in Midwest City on the 24th, 25th, and 26th of July. This year's Cattlemen's College Session 1 will be Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m. with the Cattle Market Outlook kicking off the convention instead of ending the meeting. This year, the Cattle Market Outlook to be presented by Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center. The 2014 OCA Convention, get more details at their website at okcattlemen.org.
To some of us, it's just a cold glass of milk, packed with nutrition. To a dairy farmer, it's the everyday commitment of protecting the environment, taking care of the cows, and raising their families in our local communities. It's all about family, the cows and the land, and of course, providing wholesome, nutritious dairy foods. To learn more about the dairy farming community, visit DairyMax.org.
You know, here in 2014, it's gotten to be a lot more common to see $3 a pound for steer calves at local auction barns. But what about $4 a pound? In the case of the Superior Video Livestock Auction this last week, their Week in the Rockies sale, some Wyoming calves for fall delivery brought $4 to $4.22 a pound for, as we mentioned, for fall delivery. That equates out to over $1,400, almost $1,500 per calf. 350-pound calves we're talking about in this particular case. Without a doubt, the guys that are producing these calves, the cow-calf producers, have got lots of opportunity for profitability here in 2014, and that's going to extend out into 2015 as well, so says livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel.
You know, this industry supply starts from the bottom up, and certainly at the cow-calf level, the cow-calf sector is in the driver's seat. This industry needs supply. The market is providing the incentive to increase supply, and so the cow-calf producer is going to enjoy that. We expect to see record profit levels for the cow-calf sector in general in 2014 and 2015. It's going to take some time, several years, for us to respond to this, and assuming that we can continue to moderate drought conditions and so on, and respond to this. So at that level, market's in, you know, the producers are in the driver's seat. They're going to enjoy that. At the other levels, it's a question of the margin. You know, the real key there is if demand is good enough to support those higher prices, then the margins can work at all levels of the industry.
As Dr. Peel says, we right now have the opportunity to be holding back some of these females, even in the face of very high prices. It's tempting to go ahead and sell them, but a lot of folks are starting to try to hold back these females to build the cattle herd, looking for opportunities to sell more beef in the years to come. Now, one of the factors that's out there right now really helping the cattle business, and for that matter, the other livestock sectors as well, this moderation in feed price. The grain prices look like they're going to continue to be trending to the downward side. Corn much cheaper than it was just a couple of years ago. Soybeans, ample supplies of soybeans out there as well, it looks like, for 2014. Dr. Peel says that is a big, big plus for the cattle business right now as well.
Well, at this point, we have prospects for a very large corn crop, even with acreage down, but the conditions have been almost ideal so far this year. So we're looking at a large corn crop that will continue to moderate feed prices. I think those are largely built into the market already at this point, and certainly they help. But, you know, from a feedlot standpoint in particular, break-evens are going to continue to rise simply because the cost of these feeder cattle continues to go up. So we're, you know, feedlots are going to be challenged with margins as we go forward, but the cheaper feed prices certainly help.
OSU's Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep your wheat breeding program strong and independent. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.